be responsible for your aquatic pets. We have some bad examples next on Western Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Irresponsible pet owners are damaging many of Utah's fisheries. George Summer checks out the problem.
Most people, they don't want to destroy it. They've got a fish, it might get too big for them, or they've got to move or something, and they don't want to destroy that fish, so they go dump it somewhere and end up destroying a fishery. That's a bad thing. You're not going to be able to take care of the fish through its lifetime or your lifetime, then don't get it in the first place. That's probably the best way to do it. Be responsible. The Utah Lake probably has more fish species than all of the other bodies of water combined. It's kind of like a huge pot of illegally introduced fish, and nothing really good is coming out of it. So, and the northern pike could be devastating to everything in there. That's why they're a bad thing, and I would encourage people to, if you catch a pike out of Utah Lake, you've got to whack it. And I think with the carp removal, I think it's on its way, and I think that could be beneficial to the endangered species and the sport fish that are in there. In some places, I've actually seen the bottom at Utah Lake. That is like a miracle, and I attribute that to their removing all those carp. And I hope they keep that going, and I think Utah Lake will just get better and better and better as those carp kept under control. You look at Newcastle Reservoir, that's been a benefit to the wiper fishery. Wipers had to be put in there, though, because of the illegal bait fishing that was going on there. I mean, there were so many golden shiners in Newcastle that if you caught the sun right, you'd be blinded by the gold glare off the water. But the wipers have done a good job of keeping that under control, but they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.